Hey, everybody, it's Heath Mulliken from the Double Dropkick Show. I am live here at CWA in Orangeburg, South Carolina, with my good friend that I have not seen in a long time, Bill Morris, right?
Yes.
Bill, who goes to wrestling shows all over South Carolina. Bill, how many times have you been here to CWA?
Numerous times, probably at least 7 or 8 times last year.
Yeah.
But actually, CWA has a history a little bit with me because I would say almost going back 10 years ago, wow, that's what got me started into seeing indie wrestling.
Yeah.
I went to my first show in Columbia,
wow,
saw guys like Timber, Josh Magnum, Zach Salvation, Danny Dollar. It just started it from there, and they just continue to grow, and I love it.
That's awesome. Well, they've had a great show so far. We're here at the intermission. We just saw a tag team title change and a lot of great young talent here, and just a great location, great setup. I want to talk to you, too. This year, you were on the panel for the Carolina Pro Wrestling Awards. Talk about kind of how do you get selected for that? I mean, what a great honor. There's such a great history with those awards, even dating back to other awards. But talk about your experience being on the panel this year.
It was great. It was a lot more work than I thought. Robert Truesdell came to me and asked me early in the year if it would be something I'd be interested in doing. Right. And I said, of course, you know, yeah, it was an honor and I'd be happy to. I don't get to travel to the shows as much as I like to.
Right.
But I watch a lot. I watch a lot, you know, what's recommended. And so when he asked me, that's when the real work started.
Yeah.
And then throughout the year, then I was just watching tapes and footage of everything I can get, right, going to the different live shows that I could. And I think we did a good job of the award winners. You know, every time you do something like that, you're going to have some people that,
right,
say, you know, well, we should have been this guy or it should have been this person.
Yeah.
But I think everybody can say that none of the winners did not deserve what they received.
That's right, that's right.
And the fact that, well, for every tag team that you have, every wrestler of the year, every rising star, every female that you had, others that could have easily have won it,
right,
just talks to the depth of talent,
yeah,
that we have in the Carolinas.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So.
This is an exciting time. People talk about that this is a downtime for wrestling. I said, not if you live in the Carolinas and Georgia. There is so much young, up-and-coming talent. What's been exciting for me working with 3 Count Pro Wrestling is we have a training academy. AML just opened an academy. I know Palmetto Championship Wrestling trains guys. High Spots trains guys. So these things are popping up. I know down Wrestle America in Georgia, Joey Mercury is down there training people now. So it's just an exciting time. And if you want to get into wrestling, now is an exciting time to do that. So let's change gears a little bit, because on our podcast, we talk about the wrestling you grew up with, the wrestling you need to watch now and stuff. And Bill and I have something in common. We love comic books.
Yes.
So can I ask you, what are you reading now?
I read a lot of the DC Rebirth. I'm starting it, but I've always been a DC fan, especially with the Batman titles.
Yes, yes.
A big X-Men fan.
Yeah.
I love Daredevil.
Yeah.
I love Green Arrow. And then I like a lot of independents.
Right.
Highly recommend Killed or Be Killed.
Okay.
That's a really good story about moral ambiguity.
Right,
of course, The Walking Dead. You know, there's a lot out there. I mean, it's, once again, it's almost like wrestling in a little bit that,
yeah,
you have your big guys like,
right,
your DC, your Marvel, your Image.
Yeah.
But those independents, man, you got guys, and they're people from South Carolina,
right,
who are writing the books and,
yeah,
drawing the books and working for the companies. So
it's pretty. I'm so excited to see where the DC Rebirth goes, and I know that's kind of picking up now. And I'm a couple of weeks behind, so I got to catch up. Did you see the video, the Infinity War?
Yes.
Have you seen? What,
yes,
did you think? I was like, oh my goodness,
it's mind blowing. It's a great time. It's a great time to be a comic book fan, a superhero fan. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan, because there's so much out there. You know, there's so much to absorb. And
you and I were talking about it. We live in a day and age where just last year, about a year ago, we got a movie with Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman.
Right.
Like, I was brought to tears when that happened in the movie. And yet people just want to crap on everything.
Oh.
And like, Bill, tell the people why this is a great time to be alive.
When you've been in a drought, you love any drop of water you can get. It doesn't matter if it's salt water, bottled water, Evian. It doesn't matter. You're happy for what you get. Now, everybody's discriminating.
Right.
You know, you like what you like, and you can pick it apart, but you have to remember to enjoy life.
Yes.
You know, and don't eat it up. And it's the same thing like we've said with wrestling.
Yeah.
Hey, I remember everybody talks about, well, of course, the wrestling we grew up with.
Yeah.
I remember there were days when I watched the shows and there were guys I love, and then there were guys that I'm like, let's just get them over here so we can get Roddy Piper back on,
right,
you know?
Right.
So it's the same, but you got to enjoy it. That's what the name of the game. If you don't enjoy it, then why bother watching it, you know?
Well, if you listen to the podcast, you know Mark Whitman, his saying is life's too short to watch bad wrestling and life's too short to complain about comic book movies, guys. So, hey. We're going to get a hot dog now. We're right here at the intermission. It's been a great night at CWA. Good to see you again, brother. Hope it's not 2 years before I see you again.
And tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your grandmother's friends. Everybody, go on iTunes. Subscribe to the Double Drop Kick podcast. You will not only have great entertainment. Hey, a mind's a terrible thing to waste. I know I've wasted a lot of mine, but you will learn a lot. You will learn a lot about this missus from Heath Mulligan, Mark Whitman, two of the greatest wrestling historians that we have in the Carolinas. So,
well, one of the greatest wrestling, one of the great wrestling historians, and then Mark Whitman. So, hey, thanks, Bill. Good to see you, and we'll see you later.